You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. It is exactly 6 o'clock in the morning on a Monday morning. It is Monday. It is the 9th of May. Welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here at 89.3, of course. Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial, probably after 10 o'clock. And that's where I'm going to be here. I'm going to be sitting entertaining you till 10 o'clock this morning, so do try and stick around. Looking at a few things to do with the world of entertainment on this day. That's the, you could say, mentioned 9th of May. In 1887, remember Buffalo Bill Cody's Wild West Show? Well, that actually opened in London on this day. In 1903, French post-impressionist painter Paul Gauguin dies at his home on the Polynesian island of Hivaoa. And last but not least for right now, 1945, US officials announced that the midnight entertainment curfew was being lifted immediately.
Good morning, world. Hello.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Time for me to let it go.
we go. That's how we've got it on. Or to be perfectly correct, we've got it going on. Backstreet Boys, going back to the year 1985, believe it or not. And that was their debut single as well, released September 11th on the year 1995. And that's 85, I think I did, 1995. And it was recorded in Cheriton Studios in Sweden during the week of June of 1995. Yes, it's one of those mornings this morning. Just certainly didn't want to get out of bed. No, when the alarm clock is off this morning. Keep an eye on the time, 6:30 after 6.
Best place to be in the mornings.
Little China girl, I hear
There we go, yes, two in a row. We started off with Kenny Loggins, and, well, what was he doing? He's playing with the boys. And following on there with David Bowie's, one of my favourites from David Bowie, and that is China Girl. If you are keeping an eye on the time, boys and girls, what I can tell you, it's Monday morning, and it's time to do this. Yep. Turn on your water, get yourself in the shower for this morning, and, well, get ready to make yourself... nice and pretty and smelly to go off wherever it is you're going this morning. Now, in the shower this morning, E, W, and F. Phantom Fire. That's it. It's called Getaway. In the shower with you this morning, earth, wind, and fire. And we've got to turn the water off, haven't we? That's it, earth, wind, and fire in the shower, and that was called Getaway. Time on the breakfast show, by the way, 18 and a half after the hour, 6 o'clock. And now, out again. There we go, that's better. We couldn't leave you, could we? Just sort of standing there waiting to dry off. What have we got lined up for you today? It is Monday, and as we like to do most Mondays, it's a Music Monday. Just you, me, and the music this morning, and we'll be checking in with Ingrid, of course, and Yasmin will be here with us, no doubt, later on today. We'll have a couple of Born on This Days in music from Yasmin, too. All the other usual bits and pieces for you. If you're new to The Breakfast Show, well, very good morning to you, and lovely to have you. What do we do? Local bits and pieces. We'll look at some of the local news that we will look at a little bit in more depth a little bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. So we will look at the headlines at 6:30. 7 o'clock, some of the international news for this morning. International business news, 7:30. In between the two, we'll see what the weather's going to be doing for us today. I say plenty of great music going right through until 10 o'clock.
Time I looked at his hand. I was
It was back in 1974 when Paul McCartney, together with Wings, went to Junior's Farm. That was it. It was written by Paul McCartney, credited, by the way, to Paul and Linda McCartney, and Paul McCartney and Wings. And it was issued. It was issued as a non-album single by Apple Records in October of 1974. Didn't do too bad. Did better in the United States. Got to number three over there than it did in the United Kingdom, where it just managed to get to number 16. It's something you can't go wrong with. Barry White. Tell you what, I can remember when that came out. Oh, couldn't stop singing it. That was, but not with that voice though. Barry White and You're the First, My Last, My Everything. And that was recorded by Barry White from his third studio album, which was Can't Get Enough, 1974. The song was written by White together with Tony Sepp and Peter Radcliffe, and produced by Barry White as well. Reached number two on the US Billboard Hot 100 and number one. Yes, we got that one right, didn't we? On the UK singles chart. It was certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America in 1974. Certified silver as well by the British Phonographic Industry.
I know all there is to know about the crying game. I've had my share of the crying game. First there are kisses. One day soon I'm gonna tell the moon about the crying game. And if he knows, maybe he'll explain. Why they're all heartache, why they're all tears, and what to do to stop feeling blue when love disappears.
Dave Barry and The Crying Game. Time on The Breakfast Show. Time to take a little break and we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Absolutely. And big thanks to our friends at Cuento 24 and all the others that are here with us on The Breakfast Show.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors. Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @AlóricaPanamá.
Yes, indeed. And don't forget, by the way, boys and girls, if you want to join us as an advertiser or sponsors on The Breakfast Show, all you've got to do is give a call to Yasmin, 223-5162. She'll help you out. Got all the rates, everything. 223-5162.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Well, let's take a look at some of the local news we'll be looking at in more detail later on at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Starting off with the epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health, they indicated on Sunday that in the last 24 hours there was one death due to COVID-19 reported. That's brought us now to 8,193 deaths. Lethality percentage 1%. According to the entity, this Sunday they did 7,655 tests and they detected 1,615 positive cases. And that brings us way up to a positivity percentage of 21.1. Now, while there were 13,336 active cases throughout the country, 13,164 of those are in isolation and 162 are hospitalised. Those in isolation are divided into 13,136 in their residences and 28 in the so-called hospital hotels. In addition, the hospitalised, we've got 145 patients in the wards and 17 in the intensive care units. And this weekend, by the way, the vaccination process against different diseases continued in several shopping centres in Panama City. And this was the case at Los Andes Mall, Soho Mall, Metro Mall and the Albrook Transport Terminal. And in fact, this weekend, the Ministry of Health launched the Vaccinate Panama Time campaign through which it seeks to increase vaccination coverage and immunise the population against preventable diseases. In fact, I went off on Friday and got my fourth jab for COVID, all rather efficient. Now, in the district of San Miguelito, the owners of five commercial premises, which were dedicated to the sale of clandestine lottery tickets, will be fined after a surprise operation carried out on Sunday by the municipality of San Miguelito with the support of the National Charity Lottery. According to the lottery, the inspections were carried out on Sunday morning in the neighbourhoods of Villalucre, Cerro Viento, San Antonio and El Crisol. During the phase of collecting signatures to revoke the mandate of the mayor of the capital, José Luis Fábrega, paid electoral propaganda donated in favour or against the initiative is prohibited, warned Ian Bayless, Director of Legal Advice of the Tribunal Electoral. More on that a little bit later on. Now, Law 299 of the 5th of May, which assigns new numbers to the electoral circuits in the provinces of Panama and West Panama, was sanctioned by President Laurentino Cortizo on the 5th of May. This, I tell you, I thought I'd read this out because if you're not confused, you might be after this. Now, this law implies, this implies that, for example, the San Miguelito circuit, known as 8-6, will now be 8-2. On the other hand, 8-6 covers the eastern area of the capital, such as Pedregal, Pacora, and Mañitas, while all of Panama Oeste, West Panama, 8-1, 8-2, 8-3, and 8-5, will now start with the number 13, which designates the province of Panama Oeste, or West Panama, created by law 119 of December 30th of 2013. Not complicated at all, is it? Since the original bill for the reconfiguration of the circuits had been presented by the Tribunal Electoral Magistrates and intended to remove and add deputies in different circuits. But given the proximity of the electoral process towards 2024, the same magistrates, in fact, asked that this issue be left for after 2024 with validity for the 2029 elections. But I guess that's not going to happen. Now, although the accusation in the United States against the brothers Ricardo Alberto and Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares, this is for, of course, conspiring to launder $28 million in bribes from Odebrecht, the New York prosecutor maintains that the Brazilian contractor dispersed an additional $30 million, which was deposited in accounts in euros managed by the two defendants for the benefit of the Panamanian government official, who in addition was a close relative of both. These additional bribes were received after the banks closed the dollar accounts of the Martinelli Linares brothers, concerned about the origin of the funds. In the common agreement with Odebrecht, subsequent bribe payments were redirected to other accounts through new intermediaries of the Panamanian government official, Because of this, these $30 million in bribes paid in euros are not part of the US indictment. Now, notes signed by the prosecutor, Breon Peace, and assistant prosecutor, Alexandra Smith, as well as the directors of the Fraud and Money Laundering and Asset Recovery Sections, Criminal Division of the U.S. Department of Justice, a conviction of between 108, that's months, well, it's about, what, 9 years, to 135 months, that's 11 years and 3 months, in prison for Ricardo Alberto and Luis Enrique. The two have already pleaded guilty in December. More on that a little bit later on, but we are sort of coming, aren't we? We're just, 11 days away from the sentencing. The Panama Canal Authority, some bit of good news here, suspended the draft restriction for the Neo-Panamax locks based on the current and projected level of Gatun Lake for the coming weeks, according to the statement sent to all shipping agents and users. Now, the draft, of course, that's the submerged part of the ship. That's the how far down it reaches in the water. And the greater the weight, the more draft it requires to be able to navigate. Through a notice dated on the 6th of May, the ACP informed its clients that with immediate effect and until further notice, the maximum authorized draft is 15.2 meters or 50 feet for vessels transiting through the Neo-Panamax locks. By the way, just out of interest, for every foot, apparently, that the ships can gain in their draft, can load another 330 containers, believe it or not, which of course is quite a lot. So the more we can move around right now, the better.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
That's The Cure and A Night Like This. And the one before that was Karen White and Romantic. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're 11 minutes away from the top of the hour. 7 o'clock this morning on The Breakfast Show. Yes, I am. I'm actually starting to wake up, which is rather nice. It was a difficult morning. So the old alarm clock went off this morning. Oh, no, please tell me it's not true. Anyway, we've got plenty of music for you going right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Also, what we're going to do is take a little rummage around the internet, find some nice stories. See if we can find some happy stories, because we've got depression coming at 7 and 7.30 with the international news and international business news. Looking out the studio window, it's quite cloudy this morning, so I don't know if we're going to be cheered up by the weather report either.
Morning at home, babe, gonna light your fire. All day I've been thinking about you, baby, with one desire. Gonna wrap my arms around you and hold you close to me. Oh, baby, I wanna taste your lips, I wanna be a fantasy, yeah. Without you, baby, don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover, no, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, can't believe it's true. When you lay in my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing, just let me show how much love you.
You all over from Exile. Right, I think we better wander over and come and join the crowd at the bar, I guess. Oh, there's quite a few. Good morning. Hi, good to see you this morning. Let's say also a very good morning to Paul Dixon over there, South London, United Kingdom. It says, oh, hectic Sunday, as it was my daughter's baby shower at our place. Shopping, setting up, tidying up, etc. 2 p.m. it started, and so the husbands, they went off to the pub for 3.5 hours. Party carried on. This is party carried on then until they got back. Went on till about 8 o'clock at night. And you asked if we could please play Double Shot of My Baby's Love from the Swinging Medallions. Yeah, we can do that. He's actually had a great time. What a Sunday.
Double shot of my baby's love.
There we go. That's for Paul this morning. The Swinging Medallions and the double shot of my baby's love. By the way, that one was first recorded by Dick Holler and the Holidays. It's written by Don Smith and Cyril Vetter. Later recorded by their group, the Swinging Medallions, which was a sort of like a beach group coming out of Greenwood in South California in the United States. And it was released as their second single. That was in 1966, peaking at number 17 on the US Billboard Hot 100 for them. And the recording became a hit, although banned on many radio stations due to lines referring to drinking and sex. Oh, heaven forbid. Worst hangover I ever had, and she loved me so hard. Well, yes, really raunchy that is, isn't it? Anyway, that obviously had a great weekend, Paul, and glad to hear you enjoyed yourself. Go, that's Modern Tiger Feet to bring us right up to the top of the hour, 7 o'clock, boys and girls. And Mud, there we go, that was a British, well, they were a glam rock and roll band, or rock ball band, formed back in February 1966, and their early success came in pop, and then into the glam rock style. Later hits were influenced by sort of, what, 1950s rock and roll. Best remembered for the hit singles, Dynamite, the one we just played, Tiger Feet, which was the UK's best-selling single, by the way, in 1974, and Lonely This Christmas. Now, that reached the Christmas number one in December of 1974. Which brings me to another point. Neil and the good lady and myself, we all went out to dinner on Saturday night. We're talking because Neil's sort of doing a lot of the information for us here on the show. And he's been doing a list of all the Christmas number ones over in the United Kingdom. And he mentioned, he said, you know, four years running, there has been, I don't know whether it's a group or what, Lad Baby is what they're called. And they've had the Christmas number one hit for 18, 2018, 19, 20, and 21. And they've done things like, this is what it's called. We Built This City. Okay, I haven't heard that one. I Love Sausage Rolls. Don't Stop Me Eating. And then the last one, last year, which they did together with Ed Sheeran and Elton John, was Sausage Rolls for Everyone. Neil sort of looked at me rather strangely because I said, never heard of them. What else have they done? Apparently not very much. So there we are. A little bit of useless information for you here on this morning's breakfast show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
Absolutely, you are listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. Right, let's take a look, shall we, at some of the international news for this this Monday morning. Yes, it is Monday. Just joined us, good morning to you. Time is 2.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Russian President Vladimir Putin evoked the memory of Soviet heroism in World War II on Monday. This was to urge his army towards victory in Ukraine, saying that the West had been preparing for the invasion of our land, including Crimea. Well, Putin was speaking at the annual Victory Day parade on Moscow's Red Square, marking the anniversary of the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in 1945. Well, senior Ukrainian presidential advisor Mykhailo Podolyak, NATO countries were not going to attack Russia. Ukraine did not plan to attack Crimea. And a couple of responses. There's that's one response, but the other one was from the British Defence Minister Ben Wallace. There can be no victory day, only dishonour and surely defeat in Ukraine. He, this is Putin, must come to terms with how he's lost in the long run, and he's absolutely lost Russia. It's not what it was. Russian chief negotiator Vladimir Medinsky said on Monday that peace talks with Ukraine had not stopped and were being held remotely, according to the Interfax news agency. Moscow has accused Kiev of stalling the talks and using reports of atrocities committed by Russian troops in Ukraine to undermine negotiations. Russia denies targeting civilians in what it's called its special military operation. Ukraine has sown about 7 million hectares of spring crops so far this year, or 25 to 30% less than in the corresponding period of 2021, and exported 1.09 million tons of grain in April, Agriculture Minister Michael Solsky said on Monday. Now, he underlined the importance of exports of Ukrainian grain via Romania while Russia is blocking Ukrainian ports, but said those exports could be complicated in 2 months by exports of the new wheat crop in Romania and Bulgaria. The sowing campaign is going on actively despite the difficulties associated primarily with logistics, Solsky told a news conference. Sweden's ruling Social Democrats will decide on the 15th of May whether to overturn decades of opposition to NATO membership, the party said on Monday, a move that would almost certainly lead to Sweden asking to join the 30-nation alliance. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has sparked an urgent rethink of security policy in both Sweden and in Finland. The Finnish president, Sauli Niinisto, is this week expected to announce his support for an application as well. Supporters of Sri Lanka's ruling party stormed a major protest site in the country's commercial capital, Colombo, on Monday, attacking anti-government demonstrators and clashing with police who used tear gas and water cannon to drive them back. A curfew has been imposed across the island nation of 22 million people after the violence in Colombo, a police spokesman has said, as President Gotabaya Rajapaksa and his elder brother, Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa, appealed for calm. European Union's envoy to Britain said that the bloc was ready to restart talks on the Northern Ireland Protocol after a pause due to recent elections, but would not overhaul the arrangement that is central to post-Brexit trading rules. Let's be clear, we are not ready to renegotiate an international treaty that we signed just a couple of years ago. I think you will understand that, Joao Vale de Almeida told BBC Radio on Monday. But also it's clear in our mind that unilateral action creates more problems than the ones it solves, so we need to find jointly agreed solutions. Qatar's emir will visit Iran soon. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson Saeed Kabidesbadeh confirmed on Monday. This was during a news conference. The visit of the Emir of Qatar to Iran is on the agenda and includes bilateral, regional and international issues. And after this trip, Iran's president will travel to a Gulf country, Kadits Bezdar said. Now, citing a source, Reuters reported on Sunday that Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani will visit Iran before traveling to Germany, Britain and other European states to discuss efforts to revive Iran's 2015 nuclear deal and energy security in Europe. And an Elon Musk tweet saying that Japan would eventually cease to exist without a higher birth rate set off a flood of sarcasm and anger on Monday. Though much of the angst was aimed at a Japanese government, many said that did little to address the issue. Musk, the head of the electric vehicle maker Tesla, of course, at the weekend tweeted, "At risk of stating the obvious, unless something changes to cause the birth rate to exceed the death rate, Japan will eventually cease to exist. This would be a great loss for the world." That's what Elon Musk tweeted. He can tweet what he wants, can't he, these days? Oh, it's all his. 9 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, boys and girls, on this morning's breakfast show. I'm going to be with you till 10, so, well, try and stick around for as long as you can. Well, don't we? Yes, indeed, the Reflex. And before that, those La Roca and called Non-Believer. We're 18 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock, and we're going to take a look and see what the weather's doing. I can tell you, looking out the studio window, it's fairly cloudy and hazy. Now, there's a chance, I would think, as the sun gets up, that it's going to burn through and give us a little bit of sunshine for today. But this morning, at any rate, let's take a look. Let's start off, as we do, over there on the... on the Caribbean side, in the province of Colón, Costa Arriba, 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, with 23 degrees Celsius being the minimum. 35 degrees, that'll be the thermal sensation, with relative humidity at 85%. Now, it does say for this morning, partially cloudy, so there you are, chance of the sunshine popping through. Isolated rains and thunderstorms, though, in the afternoon. And tonight, it's going to be partially cloudy. Moving over to this side of the isthmus, to West Panama, 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. It's going to feel rather warm, I'm afraid, at 39 degrees Celsius. That's the last of mild discomfort. 86% the relative humidity. Now, partially cloudy during the course of this morning. Isolated rains with thunderstorms, that's in the afternoon. And tonight, well, it's going to be cloudy. Now, moving along. Let's move along the coast to us here in the metropolitan area. And not much better for us, we'll say, when it comes to thermal sensation. I've just seen it. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum. Yep. We're up there, the last of the mild discomfort, 39 degrees Celsius. It's going to feel rather hot and sticky, with 86% being the relative humidity. It does say that it's going to be partially cloudy this morning. I'll go along with that. Isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and it will be cloudy tonight. Now, let's take a trip out to the Gulf of Panama, to the islands of Perlis, out in that direction. 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature for today, with 22 being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation. Relative humidity, oof, way up there, 94%. Isolated rains with thunderstorms during the course of this morning. Stormy rains in the afternoon, and it will be cloudy tonight. So there we go. Let's move over to maritime conditions for today. We're going to start off with the tides, as we do, starting on the Pacific. Low tide, the first one was at 3:32 this morning. That was 1.25 metres. High tide, that will be at 9:45 this morning, 3.66 metres. Low tide again, 4:11 in the afternoon, 1.55 metres. And last high tide, that's going to be at 10:04 tonight, which will be 3.54 metres. So there you go. There's the Pacific. Moving over to the Caribbean, looking at what we've got for tides today. We've got two highs and one low. High tide will be, well, it was, we've long missed it, 6:04 this morning was when the high tide was. That was 0.27 of a metre. The low tide, the only one today, will be at 11:42 in the afternoon. That'll be minus 0.09 of a metre. And the last high tide, 8:30 tonight, and that'll be 0.12 of a metre. So there we are. There are the tides for today. Now what we're going to do is take a look and see what the maritime, or the sea conditions are going to be for you today. Now starting off on the Caribbean, no advisory for this morning, so a bit of good news there. Very, very light winds, just 6 to 8 kilometres an hour coming in from the north-northwest. Waves, they're just going to be at 1 foot. So if you're boarding this morning, you're lucky. Let's see if it's going to be any different from the afternoon shift. Winds are going to pick up a little bit, 10 to 15 kilometres an hour coming in from the northwest in the afternoon. Waves, though, no change. 1 foot. So not a bad day for boarding. Moving over to the Pacific Ocean, we've got good conditions for you this morning. Light winds, 5 to 10 kilometres an hour, coming from the west to southwest. A bit more with regards to the waves, 4 feet. That will be the wave height for this morning. Now, moving over to the afternoon, good conditions are continuing. We have 3 to 7 kilometre an hour wind, so it's dropping a little bit for the afternoon, coming from the southwest, and the waves are going to come down, they're going to come down 1 foot to 3 feet. So that's it. There's your weather for this morning. It is Monday morning, it is the 9th of May, if you just joined us. Nice to have you with us. Stick around, we'll be here for a bit.
This is the story that
Yes. So I've got my buttons, because I was doing some queuing up. Celine Dion and Faith here on the Breakfast Show. You're listening to us, of course, on 89.3, Cool FM, smoothest place in your radar. And also just... Beat me to it. Jimmy Davis became the governor of Louisiana, and he wrote the song, by the way, this one, You Are My Sunshine.
I dreamed I held you in my arms, but when I woke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. I'll always love you and make you happy if you will only say the same. But if you leave me to love another, you'll regret it all someday. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Told me once, dear, you really love me, that no one else could come between. But now you've left me and love another. You have shattered all my dreams. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Oh, there we go. That's great. That's great, isn't it? Yeah, I was just digging it out and it started on its own. But that is You Are My Sunshine, and actually sung there by Jimmy Davis, who became the governor of Louisiana. And he also wrote the song. That's the one, You Are My Sunshine. Got a nice, Mandy says, oh, the perfect song. And Mary Lou as well. So, yeah, good morning to Mary Lou. Good morning to Mandy. Good morning to Francisco. And we always say good morning to Paul. The gang's all here. Time on The Breakfast Show. Exactly 7:30.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales. Arroba Alórica Panamá.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. What's that them at 6431-0419. Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
And there we go. And don't forget, if you want to advertise with us, or perhaps you'd even like to sponsor us, why not? You can get in touch with Yasmin, 223-5162. Just give her a call. She's here to take your calls. That's 223-5162. Now, let's take a look at some of the business news for this morning, international business news. Starting off with the markets. European shares hit two-month lows on Monday, led by miners as investors fretted over a sharp economic slowdown in China due to prolonged COVID-19 curbs, while surging bond yields kept technology stocks under pressure. The Pan-European Stock 600 index dropped 1.2% to touch its lowest since March the 10th. And miners fell 2.8% as Chinese iron ore futures plunged more than 6% on concerns about demand in the world's second largest economy. This was after data showed April export growth slowed to single digits. Tech stocks dropped 2.1% to December 2020 lows as US and European government bond yields surged to multi-year highs on bets for faster interest rate hikes aimed at taming a surge in inflation. The European Central Bank should hike interest rates as many as three times this year to combat inflation, hawkish policymaker Robert Holzman said over the weekend. Most Gulf stock markets fell in early trade on Monday, tracking subdued global shares on rate worries, while a tightening lockdown in Shanghai stoked concerns about global economic growth and recession. Shanghai authorities were tightening the citywide COVID-19 lockdown they imposed more than a month ago, prolonging into late May, an ordeal that China's capital, Beijing, was desperate to avoid by turning mass testing into an almost daily routine. China's central bank said on Monday that it would step up support for the slowing economy while closely watching domestic inflation and monitoring policy adjustments by developed economies. The People's Bank of China will keep liquidity reasonably ample, prioritizing stability, and take steps to boost confidence, the bank said in its first quarter monetary policy implementation report. Recently, the COVID-19 and the Ukraine crisis have led to increased risks and challenges, and the complexity, severity, and uncertainty of China's economic development environment have increased, said the central bank. Brazilian lender Itaú Unibanco Holding S.A. on Monday reported a first quarter recurring net income of 7.36 billion reais. This is $1.45 billion. This is up 15.1% year on year, driven by higher credit volume as growth in its loan book accelerated. The figure for the country's largest bank were in line with the expectations, 7.35 billion real net income from analysis polled by Refinitiv. The bottom line growth came even as low loss provisions jumped by 57.8% to 6.998 billion reals, Itaú said in a securities filing. Germany's finance minister warned on Monday that rising wages could further fan inflation, adding that parties involved in collective bargaining had a responsibility to help prevent that from happening, and that one-off payments might be needed. German inflation hit an annual 7.8% in April, the highest in more than four decades, which is expected to fuel wage demands. BioNTech said first quarter sales and earnings more than tripled thanks to demand for the COVID-19 vaccine developed with Pfizer, but the German biotech firm reaffirmed its forecast for a full-year decline in vaccine sales. First quarter revenues more than tripled from the year earlier period to 6.37 billion euros, as did quarterly net income to 3.7 billion euros, the company said in a statement on Monday. South Korea is positively considering joining an Indo-Pacific Economic Pact planned by the United States, a government official said on Monday. This was after domestic media said that the incoming administration had decided to join as a founding member. The Indo-Pacific Economic Framework could launch as soon as this month to fill a gap in engagement with the region since 2017, when the then President Donald Trump quit a multinational deal that became the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. And Uber Technologies, Inc. will scale back hiring and reduce expenditure on its marketing and incentive activities, CNBC reported on Monday, citing a letter from Chief Executive Officer Dara Khosrowshahi. The ride-hailing company becomes the latest to rein in costs and to have a lean investment model. This was after Facebook owner Meta Platforms, Inc. said last week that it would slow down the growth of its workforce. And last but not least, EU industry chief Thierry Breton, yes, he's still here, will meet Tesla Inc. boss Elon Musk in Texas on Monday today to discuss global supply chain issues and the bloc's newly agreed rules requiring tech giants to do more to police online content, Breton's spokesperson said. The meeting comes weeks after the world's richest man, of course, clinched the deal to buy the social media company Twitter for $44 billion in cash. In cash. That's a lot of suitcases, isn't it? Good grief. Anyway, that's it. There's your international business news for this Monday morning. Still plenty to come on this morning's breakfast show. In the next hour, we're going to link up, of course, with Ingrid for, well, to find out what she's been up to, our everyday story in country folk. Also, we'll be chatting with Yasmin and find out how her weekend went, and probably Born in this day as well. Lighthouse family.
Bye.
we go. That is the Lighthouse family there and Lost in Space. 15 before the hour of 8 o'clock, and you're listening to us on 89.3, of course, Cool FM. Going back to, well, what's relevant in the world of entertainment on this day. Let's go back to the year 2000. Not too far, really, but not for me at any rate. Although if you were born in 2000, you're 22 years of age. That is really scary. In the year 2000, a United States federal appeals court upheld a $5.4 million jury decision that Mike and Bolton had plagiarized parts of the song Love is a Wonderful Thing. Now, the original song of the same name was released in 1966 by the Isley Brothers. Well, I'm going to play two in a row. You can be the judge.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Oh, well, there you go. Yes, work it out for yourself. $5.4 million. That was upheld against Michael Bolton there. We started with that original one, which was the Isley Brothers, and Love is a Wonderful Thing, and then Michael Bolton's version of it. And what is our verdict? Did Michael Bolton plagiarize the original song by the Isley Brothers? Does he get a cheer, or does he get a flush? Oh, naughty Michael. $5.4 million you're going to have to pay for that one. Anyway, let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou this morning. She says, good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day, but hotter than any other. Yes, it is going to feel rather hot today. You asked if we could play something to cool you down, I guess. You asked if we could play the Snow of New York from Chris de Burgh. Of course we can.
I can see you now by the light of the dawn, and the sun is rising slow. We have talked all night, and I can't talk anymore, but I must stay and you must go. You have always been such a good friend to me, through the thunder and the rain. And when you're feeling lost in the snows of New York, lift your heart and think of me. There are those who fail, there are those who fall, there are those who will never win, and there are those who fight for the things they believe, and these are men like you and me. In my dream,
song, Chris de Burgh and the Snows of New York, keeping Mary Lou cool this morning. If you keep an eye on the time, we are making our way up to 3 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, we've got the local news for you, but I've got a beautiful track to take us there. Dionne Warwick, I'll Never Fall in Love. Told you it was beautiful, wasn't it? Dionne Warwick and I'll Never Fall in Love Again. And Burt Bacharach and Hal David, they wrote a lot of music for Dionne Warwick. What a match in heaven. Right, it is time on The Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the morning.
just one more dance while there's still time. My one last wish, someday you'll see how hard I try and how much you meant to me. It's your world now. Part of something good, leave something good behind. The curtain falls, I take my bow. That's how it's meant to be. It's your world now. It's your world.
Just my imagination.
Two beautiful tracks in a row. We started off with the Eagles there, off of the album A Long Road Out of Eden. It's Your World Now. Don't think anybody wants it. Hold on, just my imagination running away from me. There was the Temptations going back to the year 1971. If I remember rightly, it was on their album. Sky's the Limit is what it was called. 1971, say that was released. Written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong. And released on the Gaudy, that's the Motown label, and produced by Norman Whitfield. Features the group's 71, Sky's the Limit. When released as a single, that Just My Imagination became the third Temptation song to reach number one on the US Billboard Hot 100 and held the number one position on the Billboard Pop Singles chart for 2 weeks. That was from March 27th to April the 10th. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3. That is Cool FM.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, guys, how you doing? Well, I think I'm still in a Groundhog Day movie, or I'm in the Russian Doll movie. Every day keeps happening over and over again. Yes, I'm still here in the city. My car broke down on Friday night, and I took it to a repair shop on Saturday. And they said, yeah, they can repair it, but the part doesn't arrive in Panama until Monday morning. So I have to wait for the part. However, Jerry, I understand what you mean. When I first, the guy showed me the bill for the part, it was like $600. It's for a hose. I said, it's just for a hose. And after a little smiling and whispering and this, that, and the other, he finally dropped it down to about $480 for a hose, a power steering hose. But anyway, I'll go pick that up today and have that installed. I don't know if I'm leaving today or tomorrow. Like I said, I feel like I'm in Groundhog Day and I'm repeating the day over and over. Well, at least I have my moto, so I have ability to get around. I do have some clients I want to look into today. I'm looking down. Oh, look at that. First, I forgot. I live in front of a school here, and I can see all these kids in the plaza. And in the morning, that first thing they do every Monday morning is that they sing the national anthem and they stand outside. And it's so pretty. I forgot they did that here. You know, we don't have a school so close to me in El Valle, and I definitely don't have this kind of bird's eye view either. It is beautiful. It's a beautiful morning. There's the sun popping up over those tall skyscrapers, and I can hear the traffic from the Corredor Sur just zooming on by. Well, I'm hoping everything's going to work out with this car, because I've got to stay here, I've got to go back, I've got to stay here. It's just one thing after another. I'm just having one of my senior moments, Jerry. Just one of my senior moments. So anyways, it's everything else is pretty good. The houses are coming together. I just got to move a few more things out into storage, and I'm hoping I get somebody to start calling me and say, hey, I want to rent your apartment. And I'll say, hey, okay, you can, so I can go back home to El Valle. Eventually, I will get there. I'm dying to see my avocado trees and all the putty tats. All right, you guys be safe out there, and back to you in the studio.
Oh!
There we go, yes, that is Status Quo and Don't Drive My Car. You can't drive your car, can you, Ingrid? Because there's a hose missing, or a hose not working, or a hose leaking. Oh, come on. A reduction of from $600 to $400 for a hose. Oh, what a great deal that is. Actually, I've asked Ingrid to let me know what's the model of the car and which hose it is. I'd be interested to know what you can buy for up there in the States. Because you know my own story, which was when I apparently had a problem with my alternator on my Land Rover Freelander 2. And we had an electrical problem, couldn't find out what it was. But they said eventually, I mean, our friends at Valley Motors couldn't find it. I couldn't find it. And it took them about a week at PMG Motors to find it. They just came back and said it's a problem with the alternator. Although I noticed when I picked the car up, the problem had disappeared. But I thought, well, I'm going to be safe rather than sorry. So I did ask them, you know, what's the cost of a new alternator? Which was over $3,000. Well, I bought one specifically for my car, made by Bosch, which is probably the ones that make them in the first place, for $399. Now, if I bought it and asked them to fit it, they wouldn't have fitted it because they say they didn't get it. It wasn't ordered by them. Now you know why. I'm sorry, but that is bordering on illegal. Sorry, it's just not on, is it? And it's worth you checking out, by the way, you know, when you get your car done and you need a piece, and check, because they never have them here, do they? I mean, it sounds as if they got the hose. No, I mean, you've got to wait for the part, and then when you get it. I don't know. I just think it's you should check the retail price. You can have it sent down from the States really easily. So yeah, it's all rather sad. Anyway, a couple of requests to get through this morning. Renee, good morning to you. If you remember rightly, we played a piece of music because it was Renee's mum's birthday, or Rick's mum's birthday, I think, over the weekend. We played a song for them on Friday, and they played it for her mum, who was really chuffed. Good, nice to hear that. And anyway, Renee says, good morning. Yep, mum had a fantastic 80th birthday. How was your second booster? Well, it's funny you should ask. It was absolutely fine, actually, having it. But I must admit, not too much when I left there, but by the time I got home, I had a bit of a headache. And my whole body was sort of aching, rather, and I had to cancel an appointment for Friday evening. By Saturday, I was sort of on the mend again. So basically it all went very well. And what I would just like to say to the government of Panama, thank you very much for looking after us. And also thank you to the Panamanian people who seem to be clamoring to get their doses, which is absolutely brilliant, because that's what's going to get us out of trouble. Anyway, Renee says, could you please play REO Speedwagon and Take It on the Run?
Heard it from a friend who heard it from another, you've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend, you're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know all the neighborhood, and talk is cheap when the story is good, and the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. You take it on the
Yes, Take It on the Run, REO Speedwagon for Renee this morning. And by the way, Ingrid, when you know, if you get your hose, I think you'll find the bank will probably give you a loan for it as well. If you keep an eye on the time, we are exactly, and that's 18 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. If you missed the news at 8, do not worry, we have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. My next request for this morning, good morning to Alex, or Ashley as we like to call it, and he says, good morning Jerry, Yasmin and all your faithful listeners, thank you for that, worldwide, yes we have got a few haven't we, have a safe and beautiful week, I'll do my best, and your request for this morning is this one, Room at the Top of the Stairs from Eddie Rabbit. What's up Doc?
Well, I know a place where love comes easy, and I know a woman who meets me there. She takes my hand and gently leads me, and we go up. I close the door and she pulls the curtain. When we make love, it's a private affair. I've been around and I know for certain there ain't no room like the room top of the stairs. When we climb up the stairway to heaven, we find love waiting there, right at home, just me and my baby.
The loving is cool in the room at the top of the stairs. When we climb find love waiting there, right at home, just me and my baby. For oh, the loving is good in the room at the top of the stairs. Yeah, I know a place where love comes easy, and I know a woman who meets me there. She takes my hand and gently leads me, and we go up to the moon at the top of the stairs. The loving's good in the room at the top of the stairs.
There we go, yes, the room at the top of the stairs. Eddie Rabbit there for Ashley this morning. And just sort of rummaging, as I do, looking at some of the things relevant to today's date, the 9th of May, from the world of entertainment. And we're going to take a trip back to the year 1973. What happened? Well, Mick Jagger added £150 of his own money. That's 1973. That was a lot of money. And sorry, not £150,000, $150,000 of his own money. Now, this is to the $350,000 that was raised by the Rolling Stones January benefit concert for victims of the Nicaraguan earthquake. Isn't that great? Bit of an emotional rescue, really.
Thank you.
yes, you could be mine. Tonight and every night, I will be your knight in shining armor, coming to your emotional rescue. You will be mine, you will be mine, all mine. You will be mine, you will be mine, all mine. I will be your knight in shining armor, riding across the desert on a fine
Yes, emotional rescue from the Rolling Stones. 8 minutes away from the top of the hour, 9 o'clock. Don't forget, we do have the local news for you again at 9 o'clock, and we'll be checking in with Yasmin in the last hour today and see what's been happening with Yasmin's weekend. And also, perhaps we've got a couple of Born on This Day in music. You never know.
Hold tight.
Hold tight. We're on the move. This is Change. And it is called Hold Tight. do like that. Yes, that's Hold Tight, and that comes from Change. Right, I tell you what, I've got this one will sort of take us up towards the top of the hour. Natural fact, it is a track that was recommended last week by Alex Ashley, and I rather liked it, so I thought I'd play it again. Low Deep Tea in Casablanca.
She had a beautiful smile and that incredible style. No matter how long it has been, I can't get it off my mind, no. So tell me, what's the use giving myself this blues? I might as well admit to it,
and girls, that has brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back. Absolutely. And tell you what, one thing not to forget about our friends at Encuentro 24. You know, every 6 minutes they sell a car. Yep, every 6 minutes somebody buys a car on Encuentro 24. And you have, by the way, more than 5,000 cars to pick from here in Panama. Now, all you got to do is do it quickly. They go fast. Absolutely. Quinto 24, if you publish it, they buy it. So you never know. You can put your car on there, and 6 minutes later, it's already gone. Mind you, it does depend on the car, doesn't it? If you keep an eye on the time, boys and girls, we are 19 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're going to take a couple of pieces of music, and then we'll be checking in with Yasmin, see how her weekend went. And I know we do. We've got a couple of tracks from Born on This Day in music.
Loan away the ground, the heartbeat of are the dealer, I'm out of the game. If you are the healer, means I'm broken and lame. If thine is the glory, then mine must be the shame. You want it darker, we kill the flame. Magnified, sanctified be thy holy name. Vilified, crucified in the human frame. A million candles burning for the help that never came. You want it darker. I'm ready, my lord. There's a lover in the story, but the story's still the same. There's a lullaby for suffering and a paradox to blame. But it's written in the scriptures and it's not some idle claim. You want it darker, we kill the flame. Lining up the prisoners and the guards to take an aim. I struggled with some demons, they were middle class and tame. I didn't know I had permission to murder and to maim. You want it darker? I'm ready, my lord.
Tell you what, there is a voice, I think that's one of the best voices in the world. It's called, by the way, You Want It Darker, and it was a single. It was recorded by the Canadian poet and musician Leonard Cohen, and that was released on the 21st of September back in 2016. Natural fact, Leonard Cohen's 82nd birthday. It's the title track from his album, yeah, You Want It Darker, and it earned the artist a Grammy Award for Best Rock Performance, and features, by the way, the vocals of cantor Gideon Zelemiah and the Shah Hashomian Choir as well. Absolutely brilliant. I love that Love that song. I love his voice. He also did another song, which was also recorded by a lady called Madeleine Perrot, which was called Dance Me to the End of Love. Perhaps I'll dig that out before we finish this morning. But right now it is that time for us to take a little wander, go and get a little bit of exercise as I walk down to the other end of the building. Or perhaps I'll just turn around and say, good morning, yes.
Good morning.
I think you're going to have some competition this morning.
Why?
Lala, the parrot's about.
Ah, yeah, she's outside.
She's there. She's awake.
Mm-hmm.
And how was your weekend?
Oh, very good. Yeah, I'm just practicing sax on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday was just cleaning everything. So
okay. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Is he enjoying the saxophone?
Yes, now that he's learning more.
Starting to get more able to play a bit more, yeah.
Yeah, the thing is that he's kind of, I don't know if shy or what, but he said he doesn't like to practice at home because he doesn't want to bother the neighbors with the noise and everything. But I was like, well, you have to practice every day.
Yeah,
so
you've got to do it somewhere.
Yeah, he's kind of scared about that.
But no, that's fine. Annoy the neighbors.
But at the school, he practices, and every time he's better. So he's improving. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lock yourself in your bedroom and practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, close all the windows and everything.
Yeah, because, I mean, that is it. I mean, as somebody who's never played a musical instrument in their life, well, I've tried but never succeeded. Mm-hmm. But of course, you know, the musicians we've had come through the studio, they practice so much.
Exactly.
Especially if you're playing, because you just got to keep it going.
Exactly.
Anyway, don't give up, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the good work. Because I tell you, the saxophone is a beautiful instrument.
Yes, it is.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So, and what kind of musical instrument are you playing, yes?
Nothing, I guess.
Yeah, you're like me.
Yeah. I mean, when I was young, I learned to play.
Hang on. What do you mean when you were young?
Yeah.
You still are young, yes.
Gosh. Yeah, I learned to play guitar and...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Piano.
Mm-hmm. I mean, were you successful at it?
Yeah, I was good, but I don't know why I stopped it.
Why did you stop? Well, it's never too late to start again, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, I wish I could play a musical instrument. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
So... I just play everybody else's. By the way, what did you think? Did you like that track by Leonard Cohen?
Which one? The one that you played? Did you just play?
Yes.
Oh.
The one with the deep voice.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. he's incredible. Well, he's sadly no longer with us, but some of the stuff he wrote, and I remember, in fact, I never really got into Leonard Cohen. I went to a friend's place here in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
They lived out in the countryside somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I know, I can remember the husband was a pilot for one of the American airlines. But we went there for a function, and they were playing this music on the in the lounge. And I said, who's that? Mm-hmm. I said, that's Leonard Cohen. And I sort of got into him after that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to see if I can dig out the other piece of music. He did Dance Me to the End of Love, which was recorded also by Madeleine Perrot. I did a little bit of a mashup of the two of them. We'll see if I can find it before we go. But you have got a couple of people for this day in music.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Born this day in music. In 1937, Sonny Curtis from American rock and roll band The Crickets, who had the 1957 U.S. number one single, That'll Be the Day. The 1959 UK number one single, It Doesn't Matter Anymore, plus over 15 over other UK top 40 singles.
It's quite incredible. Of course, the Critics, they were the band for, or played with?
We did it last time.
Yeah, I know we did. We mentioned it this morning.
Uh-huh. I forgot.
But oh, no wonder the two of us get on so well. You forget one thing, I forget the other. It's Buddy Holly and the Critics.
Me
well. You know you love me, baby. Still you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Your heart, so if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me, and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day.
There we go. That's it. Buddy Holiday. Buddy Holiday. Mm-hmm. Buddy Holiday's on my mind, guess, because it won't be long.
Oh, yes.
I think it's, in fact, yesterday, Sunday, 9 weeks yesterday.
Oh, wow.
We go on holiday. You're going to miss me.
Nine weeks. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you've got a little while yet. You're not going to be away for about three and a half weeks.
Oh, that's going to be sad for us.
No, you'll enjoy it. Nice and peaceful and quiet in the mornings.
No.
So, yeah, there we go. That'll be the day. Buddy Holly and the critics. And you've got another old one as well.
Uh-huh.
You know you're going to run out of people older than me, don't you?
Yeah, the next one is Danny Rapp.
Yes, and we all love rap. Mm-hmm. But it's going back a long way.
Exactly. He was born in 1941, American musician and the frontman from The Whoop and rock and roll vocal group Danny and the Juniors, famous for their 1958 US number one and UK number three single At the Hop.
That's it. You gonna hop?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Of course.
Let's go.
Yeah.
we go. Yes, indeedy. And that was Danny and the Juniors at the Hop.
Mm, that was fun.
You're ready for la 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 la.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, very harmonic.
Exactly.
So what is it today? Have you already done supermarket?
Oh yes, I did it yesterday.
Yeah, did it yesterday? Oh, good. Okay.
Yes, today we're going to visit the museum. Some of the new museums at Cascontiguo.
Oh, okay.
So I'll tell you tomorrow.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know where to go, don't you?
Where?
You've got to go to the Canal Museum.
Oh, okay.
Because you've got to go and see George's pictures.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll sort out when we're going to get him back. George Scribner's art exhibition is on there, 52 brilliant paintings. So you must go along and see that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll quiz you on it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see if we have time. Because today we're going to visit two museums.
Oh, okay. Which ones?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Because they're new. There's one at Las Bóvedas.
Okay.
And the other one is something about religious or something like that.
Okay.
But they're new, so that's why we don't know.
Okay, all right.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay, yes. Oh, we do make a good pair. Oh, yes, well, good luck with that. Enjoy it.
Thank
you.
That'll
be a nice day out.
Thank you, yes.
And then you're going with Ian?
No, Ian is at the school.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going on your own?
No, I'm going with my friend Ana Larisa.
Okay.
From Buen Momento.
I'm very nosy, aren't I?
Huh?
I'm very nosy. Oh, well, have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
There we go. So, yes, I'll be back with the course tomorrow morning. And so will I. But as for right now, we've still got a little while to go. Got just over about 13, 14 minutes left to go. So plenty of great music. Like this one. It's called Entangled. And it's by Matthew Sweet.
There's no telling what you'll see, who you'll be when you get to the other side. There's no knowing where you are or how far to the one where your fate feels right. Follow time as it flows both ways, dreaming of a direction in universes all around. We'll meet in another dimension, in each one unaware. There's no knowing what it is, and it is what it is, and we can't know why. There's no knowing where you are or how far to the one where your fate feels right.
Matthew Sweet and Entangled. Well, I was mentioning, wasn't I, the other song by Leonard Cohen, which is called Dance Me to the End of Love. And this is a recording of his from the Albert Hall in London. But it's also recorded by Madeleine Perrot. So I've got a little bit of a mashup. And, I hope you enjoy it. But here's Leonard Cohen.
Thank you so much, Ben. So very kind of you to come to this
velvet prince, be my homeward dove, and dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel you moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of, and dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love.
Yes, Leonard Cohen with a bit of Madeleine Perrot thrown into the middle of that one, and Dance Me to the End of Love.
It is if everyone dies alone.
Does that scare you?
I don't want to be alone.
Dreaming as I wander down the avenue,
just want somebody to die for. I just want somebody to die for. I just want somebody to die for.
Does that scare you?
I don't want to be alone.
Pink lemonade sipping on the side. Couples holding hands on the road.
Bangla noise on Brick Lane, that's the sound of my home. I'm a Mickey Athens, love is walk or Kemp Road. When you're blinded by lights, you find ways to survive in big smoke. Holding down 9 to 5, and your weekends are spent loading up with the boys, with the bottle and bends. Only way to cope, cause this city don't stop for no one. Down Madeira I go. I've been fooled by the charm of the Kennington Road. While the backstreet drama don't get picked up by the sun.
There we go, we had Sam Smith and To Die For, and take us out of this morning's program. Yes, you got it, Joy Crooks and London Mine. Time on The Breakfast Show, time for me to go off and do whatever it is I'm going to be doing for the rest of the day. Not sure exactly what yet. And great being with you this morning, our first day for this week, yeah, Monday, the 9th of May. Big thanks go out this morning to, of course, our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid. And I hope you get your car sorted out and get back so you can get back off to the countryside today. Or if not, tomorrow morning. So there we go, Ingrid. All the best to you. And a big thanks, of course, to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, and for doing This Day in Music. Yes, a couple of Bournes on This Day in Music. And, of course, for doing all our other things, social media, etc., etc. Big thanks to Neil, my co-producer. Also goes a lot of information we use on the program. Big thanks to him. Boys and Girls, a group of Grotto, keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show. And that's it for today. Got a guest tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about, it's about children's books. Yes, she's a children's book writer, so we're going to have a paperback writer. We're going to be looking at that tomorrow. As for now, well, that's it. Just please remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and when we get together tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, please do it carefully. All right. Keep the numbers are going up again, of course, so please remember the biosecurity rules. Very important right now, so we can get this fifth wave on its way down. Because what do I want to be doing tomorrow at 6? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.